what we're talking about.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What a great way to start a podcast. You're supposed to go, hello, welcome to JP&T, the football friendly. You've not done that bit.
Hello, welcome everyone to JP&T, the football friendly.
There he is, the professional. What are we talking about?
I went to Brighton last night, Brighton against Wolves. Wolves played really well, deserved the point, and very well organised. Brighton got a problem, so they can't at home. If they come up against a team that sits deep, Sheffield United did it to them, Burnley did it to them, Fulham, and now Wolverhampton Wanderers, they just lack that little bit of guile. There was no lacking in pace in the side last night. They're missing their, you know, their flair players, if you like, Ansu Fati and Ciso and Mitoma, you know, one or two, Solly March. So, and they struggled. Wolves were really, you know, he's a good manager, I think. I think he's a good manager. I like the way he deals with things after a game as well. It's when he, you know, he makes his feelings very well known if a VAR decision goes against him, but he doesn't rant and rave. And, you know, he's quite calm about it all, I think. And I think he's, you know, this is great. He's a young English manager, given a chance at Bournemouth, who treated him shabbily, I believe. And then, you know, he's at Wolverhampton Wanderers. Fair play to him. Well done.
He's took a chance there. He's, you know, one of those things that comes across in life. Sometimes you get thrown into something like he did at Bournemouth, taking over from Eddie, move your teeth. And
he took over from Parker, Scott Parker at Bournemouth.
You know, oh,
Scott
he Parker. Did take over from Scott Parker. You're right. That's right. I beg my pudding. But he was second, wasn't he, to Scott Parker? And then he took over as manager, stand-in manager. That's right.
Yeah,
and then it's all evolved, and now he is a full time manager.
He's done really well, and he's got good players there. That Neto is a really classy player, and bags of skill, bags of pace. Max Kilman at the back, you know, they'll be takers for them because Wolves, to satisfy financial fair play, they effectively a selling club, and they'll get a lot of money for Neto, I would think, and. He won't go now because there won't be much business done in the transfer window, and there never was going to be much business done. There might be one or two on the last day. That, you know, they're always going to leave it as well to the last day. People say, why do they leave it? Because you don't want to leave your squad threadbare by selling players on now, you know, until you have to, because of the threat of injuries and your squad being further weakened. So they're always done late, but I don't think there's going to be that many because of the economic climate, because of the penalties being handed out now for breach of FFP or whatever it's known as these days. So, and we await that. The word, you know, there's so many rumours flying around about that, but there is a significant rumour that Everton's initial punishment will be halved to 5 points, and then that will be the benchmark for such irregularities. They will then get a further 5 for the second offence, which should take them back to a 10-point penalty where they are.
Hold on.
Forest if they might get 5 as well.
But if they weren't going to get a second clobbering, then they would probably just. But if they weren't, they probably would have just left it at 10. Are they? Is this some sort of little move to go soften the blow really here?
No, I think they
should they not
the
should they
one.
Not should they not just lose 20 points? I mean, don't get me wrong, Everton fans. No, I don't want you to lose 20 points.
They appealed the first one, and there was I believe there was always going to be movement on that. I could be wrong yet, but I believe there was always going to be movement on that too because of the appeal, and you know, it was a big stick to hit them with, and they know the offences were there. They know they broke the financial fair play rules, and now we, you know, that I think a benchmark will be set. I mean, it will be very interesting when Manchester City eventually get dealt with. It's cloak and dagger stuff. You know, I'm saying the league's saying, well, we know we do have a date for it, but we can't tell you. I mean, what is that all about?
They have a date
for the Manchester City hearing, but they're not going to tell anyone what the date is. So I don't understand the lack of transparency, but then I don't understand the lack of transparency in the game. And I've been calling for it for years and years and years. Nothing moves. You know, I've been calling for anti-racism measures to be taken in the game since I started it, since I started broadcasting. And that's 44 years ago. So, you know, these organizations pay lip service to it. They don't do anything, really. I mean, you know, kick out racism in football. What effect really has that had over the years? The UEFA fines for clubs, closed grounds for countries, international being played behind closed doors. None of this really hurts or affects racism. There's got to be better education. And these things are so slow to move. And the lack of transparency has been damaging.
Going back on the racism thing, you know, that's for thick people, isn't it, racism? I mean, that's what it's about. You know, you're never going to educate someone who's just plain thick. You know, I always say that instead of, you know, banging kids into college, I reckon at the end of their schooling, they should be sent on a world trip. They should be given tickets to go around the world and see different cultures. That would get rid of your racism.
Who's paying for that?
Well, I don't know. You.
Well, I think that, you know, there should be more education in schools about what's happened in our past and the past of other countries. I had a debate on Radio 5 yesterday about this singing of Rule Britannia. You know, is it a slavery song? It's clear. The debate was ridiculous, Terry. Oh, this has gone away from football. Just for a moment here. Rule Britannia was created. A song was created about King Alfred. And it was a song that said that under King Alfred, way Alfred the Great, he made sure that the ancient Britons, the Celts, did not become slaves of the invading Danes and Vikings. And that's what that was about. It wasn't about crowing about British slavery. And it was this debate was taken to a ridiculous level, you know. And if you're gonna go back into our culture and take every statue, they're talking about Lord Nelson, you know, should that his statue be brought down? Was Nelson not a racist? Well, hang on a minute. Every country, you know, the Germans had slaves, the French had slaves, the Morocco had slaves as they, you know, invaded Europe at one stage, people from there. And you know, every nation has had, you know, why go back into, don't destroy countries' histories, blank it out, destroy those moments in history, because they took place. They're part of our makeup. Mm. You condemn them, but don't just destroy them all. And anyway, in football,
wasn't swing high as well, wasn't that? Isn't that supposed to be swing high, sweet chariot? Isn't that supposed to be?
I don't know, but you know, that's to digress away from football. But
we've really digressed. You know, it makes me. I just before you continue, and you got on this tip, right? I wasn't going to bring this up, but I came in to watch Match of the Day, and Alex Scott was on. I like Alex Scott; she's a nice girl, but I don't want her on Match of the Day. And then I just was sitting there having a bit of a laugh to myself, saying, "Not that I don't want Alex Scott on Match of the Day." I was trying to make a gag, and I tweeted out, which is very rare, like for me, go, look, I just want me boy time. Right, that's all I want. I want my boy time. I had enough having these woeful commentators, ladies. Sorry, I know you don't like that, Jonathan, but tough. I just want my boy time on Match of the Day. And then I put, but Alex Scott, whoa, you know, it was a bit of a double joke, you know, as if to go, but hold on a second, I'll suffer Alex Scott. That was kind of the gag, right? But some geezers took it completely the wrong way, telling me that she's a journalist. Came back, this is the best bit about it, came back, said, she's a journalist, you know, an ex-professional footballer, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's fine. And he goes and he said, well, so what would you rather have, more middle-aged white men? I thought, and I was like, why have you brought colour into this? What you? I didn't mention colour. I was just having a laugh. It's just funny. Yeah, and he was just trying to be right on. Do you know when he's just trying to be right on, this kid who tweeted me back? I was like, why did you bring colour into this? I never mentioned anyone's colour. It's talking shit. What is he talking about? Match of the day has flipping Dion on. He has Wrighty on. He has lovely Ashley Williams. It's, what's that got to do with it? Just complete bullshit. Anyway, that's me end of me rant. But I want me boy thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against the girls. I love Alex Scott. I love them all. I love Kelly Cates. They're all great. But I'd want match of the day to be me boy time, right? Sorry, I'm old. That's it. Finished. Saying no more.
Well, it's difficult for me to speak because I'm in the trade, but I believe it should be meritocracy, and I believe all areas of life should be a meritocracy. There should be equality in opportunity, which there is now more and more and more, which is great.
Not against that. Not against any of that.
It should be a meritocracy, Terry. The best people should get the jobs that are at the top of the tree.
I'm not saying Alex isn't good enough to do the job. She is good enough to do the job. The point is, I just want me boy time, right? And now I'm going to sound like a right chauvinist now, right? They've got their cooking shows, haven't they? Sorry, girls listening, you got your cooking shows. I don't watch your cooking shows. Oh, that's all the women. Only women watch cooking shows.
Well, all I'll say about the current climate in broadcasting is that people who I think can go on and have very, very good careers, and this does not refer to Alex in any way whatsoever, because she's broadcasting on many, many platforms now.
Mm.
But there are other people who are coming through in the industry who are being propelled into positions for which they're not yet ready.
No,
and
I agree.
They might be one day, and they have ability and they have potential, but because they're being thrust into positions beyond their current abilities, they're being exposed, and it could weaken their future careers. Well, because they will be criticised.
Totally, and that's what I'm on about. I'm not against lady commentators. I'm not against any of that. Just match of the day, I like being my boyfriend. Well, let's get that done and dusted. But, okay, I'm not against women or anyone being involved in anything. I'm with you on all of that. And I am with you also, and you're not going to comment on this, but I just feel the two main commentators that are lady commentators with the BBC, I do not rate them. It's not that they're girls. I just don't rate them. They're full of cliches. There's a few other fellas that I would say would be the same. You know, like, you know, asking questions. I mean, I hate it when they say that. Asking questions. Oh, anyway, I'm going to stop moaning now. That's all I've done. I don't reckon that's all I've done for the last 2 years is moan. I'm stopping. It's stopping right now. That's it. I'm not moaning anymore.
This was the moment where JP and Tina Football Friendly changes. This is a sea change for us all. And now it's hang on, 3, 2, 1, go. What a beautiful morning, everyone. What a lovely day. That's Doddy, isn't it? That's very Doddy. I'm very calm, Doddy. What a wonderful day, Mrs. What a wonderful day.
What a wonderful day. Look, I'll tell you something, right?
Your tickling stick.
Come on, there's only a few people going to know about tickling sticks. I sent you this thing the other day that in my local, we get a local village thing. It's called the Roxwell Recorder, and they have a bird section in that section. I'm talking about the ones with feathers. Right, let's not go down that route again.
Yeah.
And the guy that does it is called Jonathan Pierce, and it always, always tickles me. And I always send it to Jonathan in a text. Look, you're back doing the bird watching thing again. And I'm trying to find it on my phone at the moment because I want you, if I can find it, I did text it to you. Maybe we'll have to do it in the break. But I want you, because I did send you that little bit of it about the bird watching. I'd like you to read that in the style. I found it. I want you to read it in the style as if you were getting ready to, you know, prep us for a match of the day game.
All right, send it to me now.
All right, I'll send it to you now, right? So this could be terrible, but it also could be very funny. Right, hold on. I've got to use Jonathan because
we are going to talk about football in the second half.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't care about talking about football anymore. I think we should change this podcast into some sort of baking show.
Well, we are both master bakers.
Master bakers. I don't even rhyme with wanker. You should have gone for bankers. Right. Have you got it? I've just texted
you.
Yeah,
I've got it now.
Right. It's called Wild Watching News from Jonathan Pierce. And this is from the Roxwell Recorder out here near Chelmsford in Essex.
Robins can be heard singing, proclaiming their territories in December. They may begin breeding as early as January if the weather continues mild enough for them. We've got one in our garden, sometimes singing even while it's dark, from the arbor, responding to the streetlight outside. Dean and I are fortunate to take over almost daily cycle rides in the lanes around here. some days we hear and see relatively little, especially in hard weather. But there's often the chuckle of Phil Fairs at some point, blurred, sometimes together with a few flying overhead. There's usually a catcher or two! There's usually a catcher or two! And we hear them rather than see a green one back! With apologies to Jonathan Pearce, not this one. I have to apologise for many things.
Let me have a go. This was as Morgan. Robins can be heard singing, proclaiming the territory in December. They may begin breeding as early as January, with the weather concluding mild. If the weather is mild enough, that's crap as him, isn't it? Listen, Robins. Robins can be heard singing, proclaiming their territories in December. What? Lost everybody. It's just
They're all on this podcast, all the stars. We've got to take a break. Let's take a break, come back to
about take football. A break, and let's talk about football, because we, you know, it is a football podcast. It is a football podcast. Did you know that? Oh, by the way, let's talk about the African nations and having the ladies refereeing in that.
JP&T, the football friendly.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to JP&T, the Football Friendly. Thanks for joining us for the first 15 minutes of utter nonsense. But we had superstars on there, and, they were brilliant.
I have to live with this guy that you're talking to now. I have to live with him all the time, 24 hours a day, apart from when I'm asleep or pissed off my face.
Yeah, when you're asleep, do the voices are?
I don't sleep.
You can pay me £200 an hour for this session if you like.
I don't sleep. I don't sleep.
Do the voices talk to you, Terry?
They don't talk to me. No, they don't.
Yes, we do.
We're always talking to him.
Yes, they are.
Always. Do you smile when the voices talk to
you? Oh, no, there's no smiling. There's no smiling. There's just sadness. Sadness. Anyway, look, I happened to click on the Africans Cup of Nations. The other thing I noticed about it as well, very empty grounds and very, 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 very loud and orchestral, if you like, chants and singing.
I can't see any of it. I'm not seeing any of it.
I watched a bit of it. I'm wondering, look, to the point is, are they playing soundtracks to make it sound like this?
Don't forget, sometimes at grounds, the crowd are underneath the cameras, so you can't see them, or behind the cameras on that side, so you can't see them. I've been at grounds where I did an FA Cup, Women's FA Cup final, Arsenal played Bristol Academy. It was at Doncaster, and they'd sold all the tickets on the camera side of the ground. So what viewers saw was an empty stand and thought there was no one at this WFA Cup final, which there were, but about 12,000, I think. And so it can be a bit misleading sometimes. I haven't watched the African Cup of Nations. It's not because I don't rate it as a tournament. I just have not found... I've recorded nearly all the games, and I will have time to watch them I have watched it in the past. It's a tournament I've never done. The only one I've not, well, no, there's two. There's Copa America and that one. And so I can't comment on the African Cup of Nations at the moment because I just haven't seen it. What I can comment on is FA Cup. I was privileged to go down to Bristol City against West Ham United, and I tried my hardest to be neutral in the commentary and be professional. People have said I was, which is good. Other people, you know, West Ham fans.
I don't care what other people think.
I was made an honorary ambassador of the football club afterwards
by bananas.
Players who treated me as if I'd played 500 first team games. I've said many times on this podcast, it was lovely to see them all, Paul Cheesley and Trevor Tatton, David Rogers, Howard Pritchard, and Dave Mogg, players from the past. Others had gone before I could get into that part of the ground, but it was lovely. And I'm going back down there again to do Bristol City against Forest. And then I'm doing Fulham against Newcastle United for the World Feed on Saturday. So the FA Cup, I thought the third round was dramatic. I think one of the things about Premier League football this season is that we're seeing so many goals, which is absolutely superb. And attacking football, that yes, there are defensive displays and organised teams like Wolves last night are very good. And yes, sometimes with a sort of the way that Brighton play or Manchester City play, you have to wait a little while as the moves build up. It's a different sort of football than just wham bam. But I think it is, you know, it's intriguing that we're getting so many goals, and you know, you do get very few nil nils, and I think it's great. It's great to see. And it's,
I'll tell you what was really refreshing that I spoke to a few people about. The lack of, obviously, VAR in that Bristol City versus West Ham match. How much better was it? It was just so much better. I mean, better. And there was nothing the referee got wrong. He sent your man off. He kicked him in the chest. It was all right. Everything was right. It doesn't make sense. And then the weekend, the first Arsenal goal, you were on it. Who scored the first one?
Gabriel.
And he completely climbed on the back of your man there. He absolutely is on his shoulders. He's up heading the ball in on top of your man's shoulders. VAR, give the goal. Doesn't make sense. There's a foul.
The Bristol City West Ham game, he sent the West Ham player off. Benrahma was sent off.
Yes.
And I said in the commentary, the referee's now got to make a decision. And he did it with his assistant referee. And that was it. There were two people involved. You've got so many people involved.
I know we've gone over this so many times, but I think everyone, if anyone's listened to it, everyone's sick of it. Everyone, goal line technology is brilliant.
The bottom line, Terry, for me is if a game is going to possibly go to a replay at a ground where there can't be VAR, a championship ground, then there shouldn't be VAR in the original game.
I've said this to you before. At the FA Cup, right, because it's across leagues, should not feature VAR. Period. How can you have it one way and not the other? It doesn't make sense. It's not fair.
It's another thing that's iniquitous at the moment. And is this winter break situation? Because some teams didn't have a winter break because they had to face an FA Cup replay. And the big teams will use that as ammunition to say, look, we do need a winter break, but it was iniquitous the way this happened in 2024. Because of FA Cup replays, some teams didn't have a break. So therefore, what we'll do is we'll just can FA Cup replays. They want to do it anyway. They want to get rid of the FA Cup replays. They'll still want the same money from the TV companies, but effectively they're doing them out of potential games because there'll be no replays. You mark my words, in the next couple of years, those replays will go. They've already gone for the later rounds, and they'll go for FA Cup 3. And then they'll try and tamper with the competition further. You know, I just don't... That's a terrible situation to deny teams from outside the Premier League
Completely being a lower league fan, as we both are, it completely undermines the whole thing of the FA Cup. The funny of the FA Cup is... You know, oh my God, we might get a draw here at Tottenham and we'll be taking them back to Roots Hall. You know, that's the fun of the fair. That's the excitement of it all. If you're not going to do that, let's just bin the cup completely.
And you'll have teams playing for penalties from about 60 minutes out.
Correct.
So it will change the whole fabric of the competition. And I'm afraid to say, I'm pretty sure it will happen, but I hope I'm wrong on that. I really do. And, you know, let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater on this. People say, well, football needs fixing in so many ways. It doesn't need fixing in the FA Cup. I'm sorry, it doesn't. It's still a competition that's watched around the world. You know, I work for a company called Gravity Media that does the World Feed for this, and there is a massive appetite for FA Cup ties, right, just as much as an appetite for Premier League. So there you are. And also, this is an interesting media situation, Tel. Do TNT Sports do the Sunday night French league, which I've really enjoyed doing for a long, long time now. The French league does not have a domestic media partner for next year.
Oh,
that's
really?
Like saying hang on a minute, from, you know, August 2024, all the Premier League hasn't got a TV station in England. That'd be the same thing. So they've still got to work on that. And if they lose Mbappe, if he goes out of the French league,
yeah,
that's going to severely, severely hit that league. Just as, and they're pouring cold water over this, just as the departure of Jordan Henderson from the Saudi Pro League has really hit that league.
Yeah, now what happened there? What happened there?
But I think he realized.
Is he not getting paid months. Or something? I didn't. No.
He's getting paid massive, but I think he realized on several fronts the league isn't good enough at the moment, and that he wanted a place in the Euro squad with Gareth Southgate in the summer. He wasn't going to get that playing out in the Saudi league because of the state of the league. You know, some games there are not played in front of four figure crowds.
Wow.
You know, some crowds are very, very big. But, you know, be honest. Do you, on a Saturday night, Sunday night, clamour to see the results of the Saudi Pro League?
Never.
Are you interested at all?
Couldn't tell you about it. And all I would be interested in is probably a passing interest to see if Ronaldo's still scoring goals. That would be me.
Benzema now has been made available to come back to Western European football or anywhere, but made available. That's the key thing. It's a slap in the face of the Saudi government.
Yeah,
because let's not put any finer point on it. They're sports washing through this league, and the other sports go in there. They're calling about the Saudi season when they have the boxing there and the Grand Prix there. It's unpalatable.
It's also until really me and my boy watch a lot of UFC, and when it's in the Arab states, it's so boring. It's so boring. In fact, the boxing people have seen as well. Just no atmosphere. They just sit there. It's quiet. No one's cheering. No one's chanting. It doesn't work for me. I don't know why they're so keen on getting this sporting. Is it that to sort of side themselves into the Western world? I don't know. Am I being really thick by saying that?
Yeah, just to make Saudi more appealing as a place to go to, boost tourism, get a different sorts of revenue. But one day when the oil revenue in the, you know, hundreds of years goes down, but you know, this is a country which has its own values on homophobia, where which is
that's hilarious,
not acceptable for
it's just our hilarious cultures. That, isn't it? It's just hilarious. It's just so funny that thing. Look, if people want to have sex with their own sex, let me do it. I don't know what the big deal is. Do you? It's just hilarious. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with anyone.
No,
it's just so makes
it's
me laugh.
The law. It's against
How
the law.
How can it be
there,
against which... the law? It's got nothing to do with anybody. It's so funny. It just make I. It's just to me. It just I don't ever understand that. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, men want to be with men and women want to be with women and blah blah blah. Give some monkeys, let them do it. You got nothing to do with anybody else. Anyway, yeah. Oh, look, we got back on the soapbox again. Yeah, I tell you what, you got to give it to Bucky Thistle, haven't you? You got to give it. Do you want to know their stats the other for the Celtic game? Bless them. They only lost 5-0, though. Their possession was 17% and Celtic's was 83%. I meant to watch the game, actually. Celtic had 23 shots and Bucky Thistle had one. Good old
great
Bucky.
Name, isn't it? Bucky Thistle.
Bucky Thistle plays Celtic. It's just brilliant. What a bloody... It's just a dream. They must have absolutely gone, you've got to be kidding, we've got Celtic in the cup. It's just fantastic, that.
Super Cali Go Ballistic. Celtic were atrocious. One of the best headlines ever.
What was the name you brought up that time? That woman that, what was her name? Beryl Fudge.
Yeah, secretary of the Bristol City Supporters Club. Beryl Fudge, right? And she had these two sons and they rescued me from a situation. Bristol City played Nottingham Forest in the League Cup semi-final. And I was with my great mate, Mick Lowe's, wonderful, best commentator I've ever worked with. We worked together at Capital
Radio. I've
never
worked with him. Nice man, though, isn't he?
Wild West days. We played hard and worked hard.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we went down to Ashton Gate, and he was on one side of the fence. I was on the other. We could stand virtually next to each other. He was on the Forest side. Anyway, I got caught short, so I climbed back over the bank at the back and went down. There's public toilets behind, and I'm stood on the top of the... I'm drunk as a skunk, right?
No, not you.
Yeah, so anyway, there was a hole in the roof of the toilet, so I thought, oh, this convenient little hole to pee down and through. What I didn't realise was I was peeing on the people below, right? So all of a sudden, angry fists were raised at me, and there's two old Bills spotted me, right? The two old Bill are climbing up the toilets to get at me, so I've scampered back up this bank, and Beryl Fudge's two boys, Oi, Piercy, quick. So they grabbed my arms and pulled me over the fence and lost me amongst the Bristol City supporters. Anyway, there you are. No one's heard that, have they? No one's heard that. If anyone says that's you told this story, I'll deny it. No one's heard it, have they?
No one's heard that story.
Just you and me, innit?
Just you and me. No one knows about you pissing on other away. Were they away from?
No, it was accidental. It was accidental. I was back in the Wild West days. I'm a reformed character now. The other part of that, right, is the first leg at the City Ground. I had this big leather, original baseball jacket. It was with the leather sleeves it was years and years old. It was from the '50s. I got it from a junk shop up in Camden Market.
That's the kind of thing Kid Jensen used to wear. Do you remember
This was authentic. This was all, but it had massive sleeves. So we get to the City Ground. Booze was banned in the ground.
in your jacket.
No, it was down my jacket, right? So we went with Lozy's mates, and he said, "You better be careful. They're fairly hardcore forest boys, these lads. So be careful what you say." And so he's getting, and one of these forest lads said, "Oh, God, I busted for a drink. You can't get a drink." And I've gone, "What, are you a lager man? A bitter man? What, you a cider man? What you want?" He went lager. I just literally went ka-ching, and this can of lager flew out of my jacket.
Spider-Man, aren't you?
And he's going, yeah, it was like that. It was like ka-ching, sort of webs coming out of my hands of cans of lager and cans of cider and that. And these boys quickly took to me after that.
Or De Niro in Taxi Driver. You looking at me?
Yeah.
Pulls the gun out. Are you looking at me?
Still in my top. Three films, I'd say. Taxi Driver, Deer Hunter, and Shawshank.
Yeah. I was saying to my son, you've got to watch. We were going through films. He goes, should I watch this? Should I watch that? I said, have you ever seen Deliverance? And he went, no.
Deliverance. Ding, 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 ding.
What a film. Because he won't. Old Ned, Squirrel Like a Piggy. Yeah. Apparently, allegedly, he won't talk about that. He will not talk about that scene, apparently. Don't know if that's true or not.
Really?
Harrowing, that film. If you've never seen it, kids, get it, because it's it's one of them. Well, that I think Forest will stick it up Bristol City. I'm afraid to say, I've got a feeling it's just one of those cup things, isn't it, where you beat West Ham and there you go, do Forest as well, and I don't think they will.
Well, we'll wait and see. And the Mighty Shrimpers are on their way back to possible European Champions League glory.
They're in the top four Champions League. Yep, it's going to be unbelievable. Before you know it, we've been playing Cambridge City, and now I think if we keep winning, we'll be playing Juve. Before you know it,
that's right. Juve from where? Braintree.
Somewhere out there in the sticks somewhere.
Anyway, I hope people have enjoyed it, because we've rambled on today.
We have rambled on, and I understand. But, you know, we'll get someone interested on next week. And,
I've got to go. There's a van come, and people with white coats have got out of the van.
Yeah.
They're coming to the door.
I sent them round. I text them. I said, go and get in now.
Go. They're coming for me.
Right, see you later. Thanks for listening, everyone. JPNT, the Football Friendly. Don't forget, we're on Twitter. I don't care where. At JPNT Football. Something like that. It's got a flat ending. Hey! Thanks for listening, everyone.
Sports Social Podcast Network.